Daf Krito Daf Kevav. Today we're starting at the Mishnah on Yudalet Amubet. Okay, we're continuing with these crazy cases of Arayot, where someone could do one act and be chayav many things. Okay, so Haba al Chamoto. Okay, there's a case where one could sleep with one's mother-in-law and he be chayav aleha mishum chamoto vekalato veeshtachi veeshtachi aviv achotisho veeshtish v'nida. Okay, a big mouthful. So let's go through. She's his mother-in-law, and she happens to marry his son. Okay, so she becomes his daughter-in-law.
His son by a different marriage, presumably by, you know.
Right, a son by a different marriage. Okay, so she ends up,
his daughter-in-law
and his mother-in-law. Okay, that's already odd. Okay, then she's also eshet achiv, because then she gets divorced or remarries, or you know, or he dies, and she remarries his brother. So now she's also eshet achiv, but then she gets divorced from him or remarry or he dies, and she then marries his uncle, as in the previous cases that we saw, right? And she becomes eshet achi aviv, right? She marries his uncle from his father's side, his father's brother. Here's the weird one. She also happens to be achot ishto. Okay, when he married his wife, okay, one second, so she happened to be...
At the time married to his father, because she became his mother-in-law.
She's his mother-in-law, right. But she's also his wife's sister.
Which means that at the time he married his wife, so, she was married to his father-in-law.
Ew.
Right.
No, can I?
Yeah, what do you want to ask?
Is there any point... I mean, are we learning something new from this Mishnah?
Can we just race through it?
Right. Is there a difference between this Mishnah and what we learned previously? No. They're just bringing more cases.
So let's not worry about that.
Right. So why are they trying to say this? They want to give more... Right. It's a good question why they're really getting into this. I think it's more of like an exercise and let's get into different relationships. How far we could push it, how creative we could get, how many more we could get. Just like last time they said, maybe you should have added another one. And how many more Easter Eve you could potentially get.
Okay. It just seems so absurd, but you get the feeling that they're just trying to push.
Right. They want to show that you could in one act, and this is really what they're discussing all over the daf, is what creates this chiyuv chatat? Is it an act? Is it different names? Is it different people? Does it have to be separate people that you did it with? Does it have to be separate halamot? There's all different issues of, right? There's, again, halem echad or more halamot, right? Did you not know it was usher? You kept doing it and you didn't know it was usher until, right? So then you only have one. Then there's, one woman. This is one woman, but it's a lot of different names of what she's called to you. And again, ein isur chalal isur, but all these cases are mosif on previous ones. Or the fact that she's also his wife's sister and also his mother-in-law is something that came bevat echad, right? Those two things, as soon as he married her, she was forbidden to him from both those aspects. And then we get to the eshet ish and the nida, okay? And she's a married woman, and she's a nida. And all those added isurim of more
she's
people.
Not permanently that's called, just a woman.
No, at the moment.
At
the moment that he slept with her, she was a nida. Obviously, she's not permanently. The chen, now, in this case, we don't have to really go into much detail because this is pretty obvious. Chen habal em chami va'alei em chamoto. If he went, okay, this is a little stranger, the mother of his mother-in-law or the mother of his father-in-law, who then became his daughter-in-law, okay, which would be a little odd, you're already way off generation-wise, but if that could happen, right, if theoretically she also became his daughter-in-law, then again, all those relationships would be the same, because you're also chayav an em chamiv and em chamoto, right, you wouldn't be chayav an chamoto, you'd be chayav an em chamiv or em chamoto, and all the others. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, habal chamoto chayav alea mishum chamoto ve'em chamoto ve'em chamiv. Okay, one could sleep with one's mother-in-law and also be chayav based on mother-in-law and the mother of em chamoto, right, the mother of your mother-in-law and the mother of your father-in-law, em chamiv. Okay, what's the case? The case is where imagine there's three siblings, okay, and then so then, I'm just trying to remember who the person is, right, so he... you can see the chart if you have the Schottenstein. There's a person with, right, three kids, and then the mother of his father, in one second, I'm looking at the wrong case, one second. Right. If he's married to, this is the case where he's married to all three of these people, okay? He married the woman's daughter, so she's his mother-in-law. He married the woman's daughter's son, and he married the woman, no, sorry, the woman's son's daughter and the woman's daughter's daughter, okay? So he married her grandchildren and he married her child. And they're all from three different families, right? Three different kids of hers. So he could have done that theoretically. And now if he sleeps with her, he's both sleeping with his mother-in-law and the father, the mother of his father-in-law and the mother of his mother-in-law. Okay? Because there were, right? A boy and a girl. So, and he slept with each of their kids. Okay? So he's chayav on all those things. So therefore, it's again, one sleeping, one woman, three chataot. Amru lo, they said to him, Shloshtan Shem Echadim. These are all called the same thing. They both come from the same lav. Okay, why? Because they're all learned out from the same pasuk, which I brought on your sheet, although it came out a bit garbled. Because I brought it with Nikud and then switched the font. Anyway, it's Perek Yudchet Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ervat Isha Ubita Lo Tegaleh. Don't sleep with a woman and her daughter. That's what he just did, because it's his mother-in-law. That's the Isser of your mother-in-law. Edbat binav, edbat bita lo tikach legalot ervata. You can't sleep with also her grandchildren. You can't sleep with a woman and her daughter and her grandchildren. That's all in one pasuk, right? Sheirahena zimahi. So what do you see? All in from one pasuk. So again, that's a debate here. Do we call this, it's three names. On the other hand, the three names all appear in one pasuk as if it's part of one isur. So since it's only one act and one pasuk to say you can't do this, according to Chachamim, you're only high of one. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'sumchu samru davar achad. Okay, this is classic. We've had this many, many times in Shas where they come and say, oh, we have this opinion, we have that opinion. Actually, right, there are two totally different topics, but they're based on the same logic. So how so? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri had amaran. Again, you sleep with this one woman who happens to have a relationship with her in three different ways, right, and you're high of all three. Right, you can't sleep with a woman and her daughter and her grandchildren. Sumchus maihi ditanya shachata. Okay, don't worry, we're not slaughtering women. Okay, so we're switching topics. We're not talking about women anymore. But what are we talking about? The isser of oto ve'et bino. Very similar, right? Lo tishchatu biyom echad. You can't slaughter an animal and its offspring in the same day. Which also means you can't slaughter an animal and its mother. Right? It's the same. It goes in both directions. The animal and its child, and the animal and its own mother. So, let's say, if you remember, we learned this case in Chulin, shachata, let's say you slaughter an animal, ve'edbat bita. Now, it doesn't ever say you can't slaughter an animal and its grandchild in one day, or grand offspring, whatever you call it, in one day. So, that's okay. So, you slaughter the animal and its grand offspring in one day. But then, achar kach, after you did both those acts were totally mutar, shachatet bita. But now you slaughter the daughter. Now, at this moment that you slaughter the daughter, you're chayav because you've done both directions. Okay? So it's one isser otov et bino, one lav, but it's two different directions, but it's also one ma'aseh. So it's very similar. It's a little different, and we're going to see why it's actually kind of different, and people will say you can't learn. But in the meantime, it sounds like it's the same. Sofeg et arba'im. You get malkot. Sumchus omer mishum Rabbi Meir, sofeg shmonim. Sumchus says, no, you get 80 lashes because in that one act, you did it in two directions, the daughter and her mother and the daughter and her daughter. Okay, Amar Rava, Dilma Lohi. Now, each, we're going to have two answers. Okay, you can also see this sheet today charted out there. Anyway, each one is going to reject for a different reason. Rava and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So, Rava's going to say, Dilma Lohi. No, you don't necessarily have to make this comparison. Akan lo kam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He's going to say, right, one's going to say Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said it specifically by him. The other one's going to say Sumcha said it specifically by him, but wouldn't agree in the other case. And this really gets to what we started with, Naomi, when you asked your question about what all the issues are here. So, lo kam Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hacha ala mishum shemot muchlakim. Dimikriya chamoto, umikriya em chamoto, umikriya em chamiv. There's three different isurim here, right? She has three different names upon her. She has, as we say, right, three different hats she's wearing. She's wearing the mother-in-law hat, and she's wearing the mother of the mother-in-law hat, and the mother of the father-in-law hat. So therefore, it's three different names. That's where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you get separate chataot. Aval gabei otove epino, dekulu otove epino mikri, and it's one name. The person slaughtered that animal, it was otove epino in one maaseh. It's not two different names. De'ein shemot muchlakim lo. So therefore, if it's not shemot muchlakim, he wouldn't necessarily say so. So he wouldn't necessarily agree with sumchus. Amram nachum by Yitzchak dilma al kano kamer sumchus elagabe otov epino digufi muchlakim. When it comes to otov epino, no. When he kills the daughter, he's done an iser in two different directions. One in relation to her mother, and one in relation to her daughter. Okay, so there's two things being affected here, two different directions where it's going. The isur of otov epino is chal also on the grand one and on the mother. Okay, but aval hacha de'ein gufim muchlakim, here it's the same person. He did an avera with this one person, right? There's no, it didn't affect anybody else. So therefore, emek rabbi avawa rabbi yochanan spirale. Maybe sumchus would hold like, right. When it comes to our case, sumchus would hold like Rabbi Avahu in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Avahu am Rabbi Yochanan. Note the pasuk says at the end of that pasuk I read, She'era hena zimahi. Notice it says, these women are zimahi. It sounds like it's all singular. All these women, one isur. Okay? And therefore we say, Hakatuva sa'an kulan zima achat. And therefore it's only one isur. Okay? So again, this.
Only one chatat.
And therefore, only one kata. In other words, sumchus would say, sumchus would say, in the case of otov epino, it's two different things because there's two different people being affected by this, but or animals, right? That are connected. It's connected to the other two. Really, there's three animals altogether affected. But each one go right. The one act went in two different directions. Whereas here, because of the pasuk, it's all one thing. So he wouldn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri still thinks it's three. He says three different names in the pasuk. It's called three different things. I don't care that they're all in the same pasuk, part of the same lav. It says zimahi. That doesn't do anything for me. I think that she has three different hats she's wearing, and he's chayav for, you know, doing an araya in those three aspects. Okay. Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. This is also something we saw in the past. Sha'alti et Rabban Gamliel ve'et Rabbi Yeshua bi'itlis shel imaum or imaus. Remember, they were in the butcher shop. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel are buying meat for the wedding of his son. And comes along Rabbi Akiva with a slew of questions. Okay, we're going to see a bunch of Mishnayot of questions. And we saw this also in another sugya where he also asked these questions of him in the shuk, in the itzlis of Imaum or Imaus. And they say it's near Lod, just if you're curious where it was. Okay, so it's somewhere near Lod. So Rabbi Akiva asked the following question. Okay, what do you learn about this? So first of all, he's going to ask a question about Arayot, which is interesting. The Rabban Gamliel's son's about to get married, and he starts talking about forbidden relationships and family relationships. Maybe it made him think about it, right? Someone's getting married. Oh, it, you know, again, Isur Mosi, if it's adding all these Isurim, or I don't know. Or it just shows you that these are the conversations they were having in the butcher shops, right? I don't know, when you go into the butcher shop, if you start talking to someone about the daf, you see someone, oh, did you know?
Mishnah mentions the circumstances teach how intensely our sages applied themselves to Torah study. Even when busy with other matters, they would engage in halachic discussions.
Yes, exactly. So, okay. So anyway, here they are in the butcher shop, and he asks the following question. Okay, we're going to see a bunch of Mishnayot like this, and they're all going to have a very similar structure where he asks a question, and they're going to say, oh, I never heard that case, but I heard another case, and I assume you can make a kal v'chomer from there. Okay. So here's his question. Habal achoto v'alachot avi v'alachot imo. He sleeps with his sister and his sister, his father's sister and his mother's sister. Now that sounds like a strange question, because shouldn't it be obvious you're chayav on all three? It's three different people, right? So we're going to have to later explain that really it's only one person he's asking about. Okay, he slept with one person who had all those relationships, and we're going to see what that is exactly. But we'll see that later. So if you sleep with achoto, achot aviv, achot imo, mahu, chayav al achat, achat al kulan, o chayav al kol achat ve'achat. Okay, you chayav one on each, or altogether one.
He says it explicitly adds behelem achat.
Right. It would have to be behelem achat. The issue, again, each time we're always discussing one particular issue. The issue, if it was separate halemot, then of course you're chayav. The issue is, when we're talking about gufim ulchakim, shemot ulchakim, it's always within one halem. So now the question is, so now they answer him, Amrulo, lo shamanu, we never heard about that case. Aval shamanu, right, it's a quite bizarre case, you could wonder why they didn't hear about it. Aval shamanu haba'a chameshet nashav nidot behelem achat. Let's say he sleeps with five wives of his that are all nida, behelem echat, okay? He didn't know it was usher to sleep with your wife when she's in nida, let's say, and he sleeps with five of his wives while they're in nida. שהוא חייב על כל אחת ואחת. ורואים אנו שהדברים קו החומר, and it seems to us that you can make a קו החומר. So we're going to have to understand what קו החומר is he making and what exactly was the case. So first they say, what's the case? Hechidami. Ilema kedekatane, if it's really like it says, the pshat, mighty baile, what's really the question? Hare shemo muchlakim, hare gufi muchlakim. Right? They have different names to them and they're also different women. So of course, nobody questions that. Elahachi katane, this must be the question. Haba alachot aviv, shehi achot imo. And it really should say, Habala choto, shiachot aviv, shiachot imo. And as it's one woman who has all these relationships, we still don't exactly know how this could be. We'll get to it soon, that they're going to say he's a Rashia bar Rashia. Okay, his father slept with people he shouldn't have slept with, and you know, and then the son now is sleeping with people he shouldn't have slept with. But that's how we could get to some weird situation like that. We'll get to it in the Gemara soon. So now we have a case where it's one goof, but shemot muchlakim. So that's his question. So now, right, so Habala Chayav al-chat al-kulan, or Chayav al-kol-achat b'chat. Now we're just going to basically repeat the Mishnah, right, according to this version. Mi amrinan harei shemot muchlakim. Do we say these women have different names to them? Kind of like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Odilma, although it's a little different. Odilma, actually maybe it's not so different. Odilma harei elu gufi muchlakim. Or do we say, no, but they're separate. One second. Mi amrinan harei shemot muchlakim. Odilma harei elu gufi muchlakim. Do we say that they're shemot muchlakin, right? They're different names, or, oh, sorry, ein gufim muchlakin. That's why I read it wrong. Okay, I read it elu. That's why I was confused. Hare ein gufim muchlakin, right? They're not gufim muchlakin. They're all the same person. So maybe you wouldn't be chayav. Amrula lo shamanu, aval, shuv, we're just repeating the words of the Mishnah, aval shamanu habal chameshet nashav nido bevat achat, shehu shem echad, shechayav al kol achat ve'echat, mishum nida. Okay, now what happens here? It's one name, and yet you're chayav five. In other words, sach hakol, he was over at Isur Nida, behe'elem echad. It's true, he slept with five women, but he was over on Nida, one name. V'ra'inu shadvarim kavachomer. Why? Now we're going to explain the kavachomer. U'mahaval chameshet nashav nidot bevat echad. Again, it's not bevat echad. It's, right, you can't sleep with them all at the same moment. It means behe'elem echad. They interchange bat echad and he'elem echad. Without knowing Nida was Usher, he slept with five of his wives while they were in Nida. Shehi shem echad. Okay, so if it's one name, Nida, and yet chayav kol echad ve'echad, achoto, shiachot aviv, shiachot imo, shehem gimel shemot, right there you have three names to it. It's not just one name like Nida, ein odin shehe chayav kol echad ve'echad, right? Shouldn't you be chayav on each one individually? So now they say, wait a minute, you can knock out this kav chomer. I don't know if you realize, right? You probably thought of this. Why could you knock out the kav chomer? Because the chamesh nidot are five separate women. And the three isurimi, or the three shemot, are all one woman. So ikal mifrach mal chamesh nidot shehen gufim uchlakim. They're separate individuals. And that's why he's chayav five. Ela amar kra, the reason though they say that still you be chayav all three, on all three names here, because Amar Kra, Ervat Achoto Gila, if you remember, we saw that pasuk before, it's Isha Sheyikachat Achoto Bat Aviv O Bat Imo, Rad Ervata, etc. And then it says, Ervat Achoto Gila. It's unnecessary to say at the end of the pasuk, so we're going to darshan that, and what are we going to say? Ervat Achoto Gila teaches you, L'chayev Al Achoto Sheyachot Aviv Sheyachot Imo. It's to teach you, you have a separate chiyuv on each, right, each type of calling of Achot, each Shem Achot. If you're also your sister, also your father's sister, also your mother's sister, you're going to be chayav on each one. So in the end, they don't really learn it out from the Kal Chomer, but they learn it out from a drasha, from the pasuk. Now we finally get to what exactly is the case. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Mishkachala Birishia Bar Rishia. It's the Rasha, the son of a Rasha. What's the case? Shabalimo, okay, a man sleeps with his mother. First bad deed, okay? Sleeps with his mother, V'holid Shtei Banot. So now what's his relationship to those Banot? He's both their sister and he's their father. B'chazaru ba'al achat mehen. Then he sleeps with one of the daughters. Okay, it gets even worse. B'holi ben, and he has a son from one of the daughters. Now that ben is this Rishia bar Rishia. So now ba bino alachot imo shiachoto shiachot aviv. He now sleeps with his aunt. His aunt is okay. His mother's sister. It's also his father's sister because his father has the same mother as both the daughters, right? And then it's also his own sister because they both share the same father. Because they don't share the same mother. The woman he slept with, and then the father slept with one of the daughters, so his father is the same father as the other daughter. Okay, they share the same father, so she's his sister. Okay, so basically she's his sister from all the kivunim. So therefore, right, okay, he repeats it just in case you didn't remember. This clearly is a Rasha bar Rasha. I guess he's trying to say, don't try to do this at home. Avoid this situation. Tanu Rabbanan. Another case now. We have a woman who's forbidden to him, and he sleeps with her on a number of separate occasions. Right? So, chayav al kol achat ve'achat, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? Now, he's chayav on each one. Okay, now the assumption here is that it's behelem echad. Now, normally we learn behelem echad is obvious that what? It's all behelem echad, it's only one. Comes Rabbi Eliezer, he says, no, if it's separate acts of sexual relations, you're going to be chayav on each one. Chachamim omrim eino chayav el echad. And that's why we think that, oh, helem echad, it's only one, because you only found out at one point. So therefore, you're only chayav one. Right? Hoda alav chatato, if you remember, right? He then finds out, that's when he's chayav. Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'baal chameshet nashav nidot b'vat achat shu chayav al kol achat v'achat. In case you didn't have this clear yet, right? Well, if it's five separate women, then we're going to agree these chayav on each one, even if it's helem achat, even if he only finds out at the end. Ho il v'hu garam lehem. Now, that's not what we were expecting to hear. What were we expecting to hear? Ho il v'hen gufim muchlakim, right? But now, they give a different reason. It's not because they're separate women, that could be, but soon we'll see, we're going to reject this and say and go back and say, no, it really is because it's gufim uchlakim. But it's because, according to this, he caused them. What does that mean, he caused them? Well, if he sleeps with five women, and none of them knew it was aser for him to sleep with his wives when they were in nida, so they each have to bring a korban chatat, and he has to bring a korban chatat. Now, he brings one, and they bring five. So come Chachamim and say, well, if he caused them each to bring one themselves, or he caused five chataot, then he has to also bring five chataot. Okay? What he causes, he has to himself do. That's actually a nice thought, right? He shouldn't be mechayev all these other people, and he gets away with only bringing one. Okay? That's the theory. Although we're going to reject it, but that's the theory right now. Amarav l'Rav Nachman, mi amrinan huil v'hu garam lehem? Is that really what we say? It doesn't make sense to say that. V'hatanya, there's a brayta that says, hu behele mechad. Now this, I would have to say, is a little bit of a different case. But in any case, they compare them. If he, let's say he sleeps with a woman, he only realizes after sleeping with her five times that it was Aser. Okay, let's say it was his wife, she was in Nida, he slept with her five times, he's Chayav, one Korban. But she, if she realized at the end of each time they had sex, she found out it's Aser to do this, she didn't tell him, I guess, she realized it was Aser, each time she did it again and again and again and again, she's chayav five. And he's only chayav one. Now, this is a bit of a different case, okay? However, they use this to say, if you say hu garam lahem, and that's theoretically, he caused her to get all those five chataot, and yet he's only chayav one. Okay? So therefore, you can't say hu garam lahem is going to make him bring more. So hu be'alem achat v'hi b'chamesh halamot, hu eino chayav ela achat, and therefore you can't say who garam lahem is a claim. Therefore, ela ema, change the words and do what we would have thought it would have said, ho il v'gufi mukhlakim, because it's five separate women, that's why he's chayav a chatat on each one. So now we have a question on Rabbi Eliezer. Remember what Rabbi Eliezer says. Helem echad, even though generally when we paskin, helem echad, you only have to bring one. You did many acts and then you find out. But Rabbi Eliezer says, if you did many acts, right, many sexual acts, you have to bring each one, even though you only found out after all of them, you have to bring on each one, even if it was the same person, the same name, Avera, doesn't matter. So now they ask a question. Can we apply the same thing to Hilchot Shabbat? Ibayalu, katsar v'katsar mali. Let's say you harvest, you know, you cut, and then you reap, and then you do it again. Mali. And then you find out at the end, oh, it was usher to do ksira on Shabbat, or today's Shabbat, you didn't realize. Mali amar Rabbi Eliezer. What would he say? Would we say like this? Now, you would assume he would say, also, separate acts, right? But maybe he's going to distinguish between the separate acts on Shabbat and the separate acts of Arayot. Why? Would you say, Tamad Rabbi Eliezer, hatam mishum duhu avad tren, bamtu lahachi amar chayava kol achat ve'achat, bachinami d'avit tren. Okay. Do you just say two acts? Okay, you're chayav multiple. O Dilma, Tame de Rabbi Eliezer Hatam, Mishum de EF Sharlo la Arvan le Biotso Bazil. Am Tulahachi am Rabbi Eliezer, Chayava Kolachat Vechat. maybe the act of bi'ah, sexual relations, is an act that's different from ksira. Why? When it comes to sexual relations, you can't possibly combine two acts of sex. There's no such thing. You can't do two acts of sex in one moment and combine them. But you can theoretically combine two acts of ksira and do them all at once. You could do two acts of ksira at the same moment. So therefore, you might say, since the bi'ot are never potentially able to be joined together, therefore, they're viewed as two totally separate acts. Aval katzar ki grogeret, v'chazar v'katzar ki grogeret. But if you cut the amount, the size of a fig, that's the amount that makes you chayav in Hilchot Shabbat, and then you did it again, be'alem echad, kevan de'afshar lo la'rev, shtei grogot bevat echad, theoretically, you could cut two grogrots worth at this exact same moment, so maybe, eno chayav elechad, maybe, right, it's an interesting theoretical argument. Since the acts could be combined, even though they're not, they weren't combined, but since they theoretically could be, maybe you can't view those as two totally separate acts. It's almost saying like an act is only half an act, right? An act of sex is a full act, and it can only be that act, and it can't be more than that. But here, you could theoretically have done more, and therefore, when you do those two, you can view them as one continuum. So what's the answer? Amar Rabba. So now we're going to have two different answers. Okay, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabba. Tama de Rabbi Lezer ha ta mishum da avitarte. Hachinami ha avitarte. Each act, right? You did two acts, you're chayv, you would say the same thing in Shabbat. Rav Yosef Hamar Tam to Rav Lezer Hatam Di'ef Shalul Arvan. He says, no, it's there because acts of sex can't be combined. Aval of Shalul Arvan, ino chayav el achat. But in Shabbat, we wouldn't say the same. Now we're going to have a question on Rabba. Eitiv Abai LaRabba. So again, Rabba said they're viewed as two separate acts, both in Shabbat and, right? So let's focus on Shabbat. Okay? You do two ktsirot, two separate acts, you chayav korban chatad on each, even though it's all behalei mechad. But there's a brayta that says, Rabbi Lezer v'chayev avladei melachot bimkom avot. He's chayev on toladot, when you do an av and you do a toladah of that av, you're chayev both on the av and on the toladah, you have to bring two korbanot chatat. Okay? We actually don't paskin this way. This is why it's important to know always halacha lamasa, what you did wrong. Again, it's not really halacha lamasa, we don't bring korbanot nowadays, but to know if you're over on two separate things or one, if you know which, if the toladah connects with which av melacha, right, a toladah is an outgrowth, something that's not exactly like the av melacha, but it's similar to it in either in the act or in the goal, and therefore so according to halacha and not according to Rabbi Eliezer, a toladah follows the av. So if you do an av melacha and a toladah, I'll give you an example by ktsira. Ktsira is harvesting. What if you cut, it's cutting to harvest, what if you cut in order to prune? So that's called zmira. That's not going to be, right, that's a toladah. So if you do zmira and ktsira, so according to Rabbi Lezer, you're actually going to be chayav to chataot. If you did, now, what does it sound like from that though? If you did ktsira and ktsira, you'd only be chayav one. So that is a question of Rabbi, because Rabbi said he did two acts of ktsira. So here he says, so it says mechayev al v'ladei melachot b'kom avot, right, v'ladei is toladot, b'kom avot melachot, ha'av v'av, but one can infer from there, if you did an av and the same av, b'vat achad, which really means, again, b'heleim achad, patur. V'iyam artamad rabbelezer, mishum dekavit tarte, amay patur, why would it be patur if you did two of the same av melacha? So amar b'rei de rabbanan, or it actually should be b'rei de rabbanai, mar the son of rabbanai said, we both explained this braita that we just brought as a contradiction about the toladah and the av. It's not talking about a case where you harvested one thing and then you harvested another thing. No. It's talking about, and in that case, what they're actually talking about was, you know, harvesting and pruning of the same thing. It's talking about a vine, a grapevine, that's hanging over a fig tree. V'katzitzam bevat achat. And he cuts them at the same time. Mishum hachi mechayev Rabbi Eliezer. That's why he's mechayev sham. Ho'il v'shemot muchlakim v'gufim muchlakim. He did two different things. He did it. Okay, first of all, they're gufim muchlakim. One was a te'ena and one was a gethen. And the other thing is, one was ktsira and one was zmira. Because the gethen, right, he was... Right, I guess the zmirah was of the gethen, and the te'ina, he was cutting the te'ina. So if you would compare that then to a case of katzar v'katzar, where would you find the case where you are patur? So if you cut two grogrot of figs at the exact same moment, then you'd actually be patur, because you don't have, again, it's not gufi muchlakim and it's not shemot muchlakim. Right? So therefore, aval katzar ki grogeret v'katzar v'katzar ki grogeret chayav. So then he would say like this, and that's, if you did it exactly at the same moment, that's what the Braita is saying, you'd be chayav. In other words, the Braita was talking about, you took this gefen that was with the teina, because it's gefen and teina, because you're doing zmira and ktsira, and one's a toledah and one's an av, you're going to be chayav too. But if you did two grogrot at once, in the same way where you did one snip, two grogrot, you're going to be chayav only one. But if you did katsar, and then katsar afterwards, you're actually b'chayv too, and therefore Rava says you don't really have a question on what I said. Okay, new Mishnah, new case. Va'od sha'al Rabbi Akiva. Another question Rabbi Akiva asks. Eivar ha'medoldelet be'behema mahu. Okay, if you remember, we learned about the Eivar ha'medoldelet. Okay, we had a lot of cases about it. you have a limb hanging off of a body. It's about to fall off. Okay? So when a person... Okay, Eivar of a behema, that's separate, right? If an Eivar falls off of an animal, Eivar menachai, it's called basically, right? It's mitame, if you remember, mishum nevela. It's tame tumat nevela. What if you have an Eivar medoldelet? It's hanging off, and it's not yet off. So, does that have tumat nevela? So, he says, Amrulo, they say to him, lo shamanu, aval shamanu, Eivar medoldelet ba'adam shu tahor. But we have learned that the Eivar Medoldelet in a person is tahor, even though, again, right, an Eivar Medoldelet of a person will be metame like a mate. Okay? It's like a dead limb, so it has the term of mate. Okay? It's metame maga, masa, ohel. So an Eivar Medoldelet ba'adam is tahor. And how do we know this? Kachayu mukeshchi nosim b'Yerushalayim. Okay? The people who had leprosy, and there's a different debate about why exactly they didn't want to go to the mikdash with their, they had these limbs hanging off, what would they do? And actually, it wasn't Eivar Medoldelet. They had Eivarim that were like in bad shape, okay? Body parts that were in really bad shape. And either like they thought it was disrespectful to show up to the Mikdash like this, or there were some other reasons given, but let's just keep it at that. Now, what happens? What would they do? Before Erev Pesach, they didn't want to be Tameh when they got to do the Korban Pesach. So, Holech lo Erev Pesach etzel harofe, v'chotcho ad sheminiach bo kesara, I didn't say it clearly. They didn't want to go with their disgusting Eivarim from their leprous body parts. So they wanted to get rid of them. They wanted to amputate, basically. But they did it in a particular way because they didn't want to become Tameh, okay, for Pesach. So remember, if the limb is Tameh, so we have to worry. So let's read. Holech lo'er Pesach etzel harofe. They would go to the doctor. V'chotcho, right? It wasn't the rabbis that were only busy Erev Pesach with all the questions. Apparently the doctors had to do all these procedures. He would, it's a little disgusting, he would cut it. Ad sheminiach bo kesara. He would leave it a little bit connected, okay? So that
he wouldn't become tameh.
So he wouldn't become tameh, and they wouldn't become tameh from it. And he would leave it a little connected, and this is a little gross. V'tochvo b'sira, he would take like a pin and cut, or a thorn, and kind of take the part of the Eivra that's not attached to their body and stick it in the ground or in the wall or something. And then the person would walk, v'nimshach mimenu, okay, and then he would walk and it would tear. Okay? V'hala oseh pischo, v'harofe oseh pischo, and then happy, everyone's very happy, right? I don't know if the Sarad is very happy with Sarah, but anyway, right? Everyone can now do their Korban Pesach. V'ru'im anu shadvarim kavachomer, and it seems to be a kavachomer. Okay. What's the kavachomer here? That basically, when it comes off, right, if it comes off, it's not going to ever be attached to the person's body when...
And be tame,
because it's only tame once it falls off, okay? So then they assume from here we can learn to the Eivra Medoldal of a Be'ema. It would be the same. So now they say Tznan Hatam. Okay, there's a Mishnah that says, HaMochekat HaKrisha VaSochei Pesaro UVichsuto. If you take a leek and you start squeezing it, okay, or your hair is wet and you squeeze it out, or your clothing's wet and you squeeze it out. The mashkesha b'tocho einam b'chiyutan, whatever's in the liquid inside is not considered. Remember, in order for something to be machshir, something to be makabel tumah, that's chiyutan, maya malzera. In order for it to be a liquid, it has to be you had intent for the liquid to be a liquid. Okay, if it's inside the leak, it's a liquid inside, it's not considered significant, right? Or in your hair or in your clothes. v'hayotzin mimenu, but if you squeeze it out, what comes out of there, harehem b'chiyutan. Okay? When you squeeze it out of there, it means you want it to be a drink now, right? You squeeze out the leek juice. I don't know who squeezes leek juice, but squeeze out the leek juice, it becomes b'chiyutan. If it drops onto something while you're squeezing it out, it's b'chiyutan. And Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, u'krisha atzma huchshira. And the krisha itself becomes mukshar lekabel tumah. This is just like the woman who was nursing, right, where there's a little breast milk left on her nipple. Same thing here. Because of the krisha itself will become mukshar lekabel tumah. So if somebody touches it in their tameh, because as the liquid's coming out, some of it touches the krisha itself. Okay? So my taima, bisha krisha mimenu huchshira. Okay? So as it's coming out, it touches the leek, it makes the leek wet, now it's mukshar lekabel tumah. Well, if that's the case, we have a problem with our Mishnah. If you're going to say in that case, as it's coming out, it's mukshar. If you remember, we talked about this when we had the Avraham Adoldal. That what? As it's coming out, what happens? It's at that moment that it detaches, it's touching the person's body. So at the moment it becomes tamei, it's actually in contact with the body and it should be metame, the person. So what do they answer? Kitika Amar Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef said elsewhere, and we're going to see in a second where elsewhere is, binitazim b'kochocham. They do it in one big, you know, moment where it separates entirely and it's not ever right. If you pull something off gently, so as you're pulling it off, it will actually be touching. But if you whack it really hard, it's never going to touch while it's in a, right, while it's attached, it's not tameh. Once it detaches, it's tameh, but it's no longer touching. Where did he say the following? Benitzim b'kol kochan. So just like he said there, hachanami, likewise here he'll say benitzim b'kol kochan. Behechi yitmar de Rav Yosef. Aha, he said it on the following thing. Zava tameh meit shayu malchin. Okay, it sounds like a joke, right? A zav and a tameh meit, we're walking in the rain, okay? V'yardu alehem kshamim. Okay, you have a zav and someone who's matameh the meit. So they're walking along in the rain. Apa pisha sochatin mitzad alyon letzad tachton tehorin. She'ein mechashvin ela sheyatzu mikulan. Yatzu mikulan harei machshirin. Okay, again, you have this case where their clothes get soaking wet. Now, they didn't want the rain, they didn't care, but the water that's in their beged isn't significant at this point. But if you squeeze it out, right, so the stuff that goes from the top to the bottom part of the beged, it's not like, it's all tahor. Remember, they're tameh, but can they be metameh, the water? So the water can't be metameh because it's not even water. Okay, it can't become tameh. Right? Theoretically, the begadim of a zav are tameh, the begadim of a tameh, but the water on them isn't considered water. It's just they got wet. When your clothes get wet, you don't think, oh, now I have water. I can use this water for something, right? It's not water that's significant. But if you squeeze it out, then, right, when you squeeze it out, then when the comes yatsu mikulam, when it comes out of the beged, it doesn't mean when all the water comes out. It means when water comes out entirely of the beged, and let's say it spills on something, drips on something, hare machshirin. Okay? This is only if you're squeezing it. It's not if it drips out of your clothes. But if you squeeze it out of your clothes, then you've kind of made the water significant, and then it's machshir, something else to be mkabel tumah. So Rav Yosef said there, it's only benitzim b'kol kochan. If it drips slowly, then again, it will be tameh because it's connected to the tameh, okay? But if it squeezes out quickly, then it'll become a separate entity and then it won't become tameh immediately, right? It'll just be mukshar lekabel tumah now and it can drop on other things. Okay, so the same thing you said there, we'll say here. New Mishnah. Ve'od shalu Rabbi Akiva, ha'shochet chamisha zvachim b'chutz behelei mechab mahu. If you take five sacrifices and you slaughter them outside the mikdash, again, you're chayav chatan if you did that, b'shogeg, but you did it all behelei mechab mahu. Chayav kol achat ve'achat, o achat al kulan. You're chayav on each zevach, or one on all of them. Amrulo, lo shamanu, we never heard. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, but now instead of both of them saying, this time Rabbi Yoshua says, Shamati be'ochel mizbeach echad, mechamisha tamchuyim, mizevach echad. I heard a case where if somebody eats from one korban, from five tamchuyim in five different pots, or five different ways of cooking, be'aleim echad, shu chayava kol echad ve'echad. So therefore, right, it would, chayava kol echad ve'echad mishum mi'ila. Okay, there, you're chayav mishum mi'ila. Because you ate kodshim. This is different. This is not chatat, it's eating me'il. It's getting benefit from a korban. Viru anish adrim kavachomer, and I would make a kavachomer from Me'ila to here. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo kach sha'alu Rabbi Akiva. That wasn't Rabbi Akiva's question. Now we're going to have all of a sudden a different girsa of Rabbi Akiva. His question was not about shkutei chutz, it was about be'ochel notar, mi'chamisha zvachim behelem echad. You ate notar from five different korbanot. Are you chayav on each one or not? Right? You didn't. Again, you only knew at the end that it was us. Chayav achat al kulan or chayav kol achat v'echad. Amru lo shamanu, and now we're going to have the same thing. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, shamati b'ochel mizevach achat b'chamisha tomchuyim behelem echad, shu chayav kol achat v'echad mishum me'ila, v'ruay ani ishad v'im kavachom. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, this time Rabbi Akiva has a response. You wonder if he only responded now when Rabban Gamliel, right? Remember, Rabban Gamliel was the more respectful of the two. Maybe he didn't want to ask any questions to Rabban Gamliel. Or maybe just here he had a question. He says like this, Ima lacha nikabel. If you have a mesoret, I would accept this, which I know you don't, because you already told me you don't have a mesoret. Im ladin, if you're making a logical argument, yesh tshuva, I can respond to this. So Marlo hashev, he says, okay, calls his bluff. Okay, let me hear. Amar, v'lom, amarta b'me'ila, sha'asaba et ha'machil ka'ochel ve'et ha'me'aneh ke'ne'aneh. Seref et ha'me'ila lizman merubah. Tomar b'notar she'en bo achat me'elu. Me'ila has a whole bunch of chumrot to it that don't exist by notar. And therefore, you can't compare me'ila, if me'ila has chumrot, then you can't make a kavachomer from there to our case. What are the chumrot of me'ila? Here's interesting. That the ma'achil is like the ochel. If I take hekdesh and I feed you, I kind of stick it in your mouth, generally we'd say you're chayav, okay? In me'ila, we say I'm chayav, because I took the hekdesh, I caused it to be chulin by giving it to you to eat. I'm the one who was moal, okay? And the mehaneh is kenehaneh, the one who, right, so it's the same thing, ma'achil ko'ochel ha'mehaneh kenehaneh, okay, the one who causes. And seyrefet ha'me'ila lizman merubah, you can combine me'ilo, if I have to be chayav me'ila, you need a pruta. So if I moal the half a pruta, and then a day later I moal another half a pruta, we were sorry at those things. Okay, a bunch of interesting things about this. First of all, the Rambam doesn't write it in this way about ha'malchil ko'chel ma'anek ene. He says it in a different way. Some people say it's different, and they wonder why the Rambam says this. I actually think it sounds like it's the same thing. He says, generally we say, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So if I make you eat it, you're the one who, and that's unless I force feed you, but if I didn't force feed you, but I give it to you and you eat it, well then you're chayav, not me. Right? It's like someone tells you to jump off the top of the Empire State Building, right? And you say, well, they told me to do it. Of course, you're chayav, it's your dad. So that's ein shliach l'dvar avera. But in Me'ila, that doesn't exist, that concept, the Rambam says. Yesh shliach l'dvar avera. In other words, you can create a shaliach to do an avera, you're chayav. Okay? The second thing is, this shows the me'ila, you might think me'ila is, you know, it's not like eating, it's a chiyuv of gzela, okay? That's why you can be mitzaref, it's not like food. Food you have to eat in a certain time period. It's not the hana'ah you get from it, it's that you stole it. It's a chiyuv in stealing. That this is a proof that me'ila is really a chiyuv in stealing. It's kind of like an outgrowth of gezel, okay? So now they say, my kasha le'el Rabbi Shimon, why do you have to change the nusach? So they say, in other words, instead of saying shkute chutz, he said it was notar. Hachi kakashale, this is what was difficult to him. Ma ri'iya l'shochei me'ochel, ma la'ochel shekein nehaneh, ela, ma la'ochel, sorry, ma ri'iya l'shochei me'ochel, why you bring a proof for someone who slaughters, shkute chutz, from someone who eats? Hare eating shekein nehaneh. We're always going to view someone who eats something as more chamor. So you can't, the case he brought was shkute chutz, right, where you just slaughtered, you didn't eat. And the case that Rabbi Yeshua brought as a proof was someone who eats. So you can't compare those two. They're not fair comparisons. And that's why I said it must be elakach shalu. Okay, now we're just going to have a repeat. Ha'ochel notar b'chamisha zvachim behelem echad, ma'u. Chaya b'chol echad echad, o echad al kulam. And then amru lo, lo shamanu. Am Rabbi Yeshua, and then Rabbi Yeshua comes and says, shamati b'ochel mizevach echad b'chamisha tumchuyim behelem echad, shechaya b'chol echad echad mishum me'ila. V'ro'ani yishadverim kavachomer. Now here comes his kavachomer. Ma mizevach echad, okay, this is like before, where they kind of repeat it, but then they give you the details that they didn't tell you before. Ma mizevach echad she'en gufim muchlakim. With one zevach, it's not gufim muchlakim, and yet chayav kol echad ve'echad mishum tamchuyim muchlakim, right? And it's one zevach, but in five different pots. So one zevach in five different pots, still one guf, it's just tamchuyim muchlakim. So chamisha zvachim di gufim muchlakim lo kol shekein. So wouldn't you assume then, if it's five zvachim of notar, that then it would be You'd be chayav on each one. So Amar Rabbi Shimon. Oh, and now we skip this. This is all a different girsa, okay? You don't need to say this because this already was. This doesn't make any sense. So we skip and that's it. Okay, so that's their Kal V'chomer. And then tomorrow we'll start with, so it's Rabbi Akiva. When he said to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't have a good Kal V'chomer, I'm not going to accept it. So did Rabbi Yeshua agree with him or not? Okay, and for that we're going to bring a very long bright that continues into tomorrow's daf to try to figure out if Rabbi Yeshua agreed with Rabbi Akiva or not.